Welcome to day 5 of the Yule Winter Solstice 13-day working. Today we work with Aries and the Warrior. Mars is the ruler of Aries, and martial associations help us connect with the primal fire of the sign. Obviously, a simple red candle is a great way to connect fire into Aries, but the incense of dragon's blood, tobacco, as well as the scent and taste of black pepper help connect us with Mars. Wormwood is also a Martian herb and associated with both Mars and Pluto, so wormwood can be burned upon charcoal to help with this attunement. Mars stones include hematite, bloodstone, ruby, and garnet, and one of the traditional birthstones of Aries is the diamond. Aries rules the tarot card trump of the emperor, the warrior king enthroned, looking upon his empire. Since this working will be a microcosm of the forces of the month when the sun is in Aries, you might want to pull a tarot card, rune, omen, or any other divination omen before or after this working to give yourself further insight on how this will affect you in the coming year. Let's start by entering into a meditative state and preparing ourselves in the space. Breathe in deep, relaxing all the muscles in your head and your neck, relaxing your shoulders and your arms, relaxing your chest and your back, relaxing your belly and your waist, your hips and your thighs, your knees and calves, ankles and feet. Feel all waves of relaxation flow upon you. Waves of relaxation, clearing away all that does not serve, all the thoughts no longer serve, leaving you with a crystal clear blue sky mind. Allow the waves of relaxation to open your heart, pumping within your heart, flowing through your veins. Feel the presence of perfect love, perfect trust. Perfect love, perfect trust. Perfect love, perfect trust. And within your heart, find the light of your souls that shall guide you and protect you. Call up the screen of your mind, and on it draw the number 12, 11, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. You are now in a meditative state where everything you do is correct and for the good of all involved. Release the screen of your mind as we go deeper, listening to the sound of my voice taking you deeper. 13, 12, 11, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. You are now in a deeper state where all is possible. And on this fifth day of the working, we call upon the warrior god, the god who drives forward, charging ahead into new territory and bringing change, the warrior who leads and protects. We call upon the warrior god. Within you, you hold the child of light, connected to the blessings of the father, the rebel, and the ecstatic. And we rise up to the royal road of the heavenly stars, to the path of the sun, moon, and five wanderers. We move towards the warrior. the true beginning of the path of the new year, for Aries is the first sign of spring, the first sign of the astrological year. On this fifth day, we walk the royal road of initiation among the stars until you come across the dark silhouette of the warrior, the god who protects and guards the way, the warrior blocking the path. Till you come closer, comes into clear focus, and you feel the presence of the warrior before you. The warrior stops you, challenges you. The warrior does not believe you are ready to pass onward. You must prove that you are ready. The warrior teaches the way of the spear and the sword. The warrior truly teaches us to wield our power. True power is neutral, like the first flames of fire. It can warm and illuminate, or it can burn. It can cook, forge tools, and be an ally, or it can destroy. Our power, our magic, can bless and curse. We have the power to heal and hex. Through these two sides of power, we use to know ourselves. Know thyself, as the Temple of Delphi instructs. You bring the child of light in your hands, from your heart to the warrior. The warrior then returns the child to you, blesses your hands, hands to heal and to harm. Use them wisely. The warrior asks you, how will you use your power? What will you defend and protect? What empire will you create? And what will you destroy? Receive the wisdom of the warrior, the blessings of responsibility and power. Receive the blessings of the warrior, the blessings and responsibility, power. Receive the wisdom of the warrior, the blessings and responsibility of power. And we thank the warrior god. And we bring our awareness from the royal road of the stars back to the earth, back to the realm of flesh and blood, breath and bone. We return, return, return. Blessed be. We bring our awareness back up. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. Feeling your fingers and toes, ankles and wrists. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. Open your eyes. Move your body as needed. You can feel yourself grounding here and now. Flesh and blood, breath and bone. Orienting yourself in the space in which you sit or lay. You can bring your hands to the top of your crown, palms down. Sweep down over your face and chest and belly and outward and then towards the ground, giving yourself clearance and balance. Repeating the action, I release all that does not serve. Repeating it, I'm in balance with myself, I'm in balance with the universe. And grounding yourself fully here and now, with the blessings of the swift and powerful warrior god. Remember that whatever happens in this vision will help you unfold your experiences for the month in the spring when the sun occupies the tropical sign of Aries. If you've not pulled anything from a divination system to help you interpret this, please do so now if you desire. We at the Temple of Witchcraft thank you very much for partaking in day 5 of our 13-day solstice meditation from the Mother through the 12 archetypes, the Zodiac. We thank you and wish you a blessed, blessed holiday, however you choose to celebrate, and whatever family festivities are with you. If you'd like any more information about the Temple of Witchcraft, please visit templeofwitchcraft.org. Blessed be.